Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
Hi, this is Rod Teese from Moore Shoreline and Sebring, wanting to tell you that leasing has never been better than now. And get a 2015 Silverado Heavy Duty Crew Cab 4x4 LT. Leather spray and bed liner, all-terrain tires, 6.0 V8 Vortec motor, heated seats, navigation, zero down, 36 months, 15,000 miles per year. For everyone, the price is $429 per month, and for gym employer family members, $397.
At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, where you'll find your new truck and find new roads.
On a fourth and five, and it's a pass play off the right side. Passes in and out of the hands of number 13, Travis Lynch. And Chad, I don't think Jacob Gulster could have had that pass anymore on the numbers.
Oh, no.
Travis
was right on the money.
Travis has got to feel just sick on that one. That was a score there with a fourth down and five.
Looks like it wouldn't have mattered. Looks like they had a holding penalty on that anyway that FedEx declined. But that pass was right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had it, and right on the goal line. So that would have been a score right there for the Reese Rockets. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Sawyer Langley over there delivering the stuff. I think he's pizza delivering tonight over in Carroll. Just text me tonight. That's my oldest big boy there. So good to see you tonight. Listening to Cruise 102.1 FM. And all of the great sports action here tonight with the Reese Rockets and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Hatchets with the ball, first and 10 on about the 7-yard line. Going to take it straight up the middle with 2:49 to go here in the second quarter. Yeah, you know, and of course, you know, we can't just say that was completely a drop pass. It was just pouring here less than a minute ago. Coming down with the wind right in your face.
Oh, yeah. So that the weather had a lot to do with that one.
He had to turn around and take that blast right in his face and still try to catch the ball. So here we go. Second down. It'll be second and 6. Bannex Hatchets with the ball. Hand off the right side for the Hatchets. And Bannex will pick up a few as they chew down the clock. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Third down and about 2 to go for the Hatchets.
They're still in that no huddle with 2 minutes. They just might break one yet.
They got the speed to do it. Let's see what Morneau's going to call out. Also in the backfield is number 28, Joe Amon. In motion is number 4, 44. Morneau's going to keep this one up the middle. Oh, it's just a shoestring tackle by number 20, Tito Salinas, as Morneau had a really nice fake to 44. Matt McVay came from the right to the left in motion and took some of those Reese defenders out of that. And the guy that stayed home and caught it was Tito Salinas, number 20 for the Reese Rockets. Boy, if that wasn't for the shoestring tackle, Morneau was going to take that 180 yards.
I think he was surprised that he didn't take it 80 yards.
Yeah. Morneau with another keeper on a keep option. Wide down the right side to pick up just a couple of yards. Another tackle again all the way over there. I'll tell you what, that Tito Salinas is really playing some great football here, defensive back for Reese. And he's coming back from a safety position and getting tackles behind the line.
Oh, he's covering a lot of ground out there defensively.
Rockets overall, tell you what, they didn't look too strong here the first 2 minutes. We've got a good ball game. If you're in the area, come on down and join us. If not, stay tuned to Cruise 102.1. Another fake handoff. Morneau's going to keep this one up the middle. And we'll pick up a couple yards close to a first down. 49 seconds to go here in the second period. With a score of 14-0, Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets. Bad Axe Hatchets, they stay in that no-huddle offense. Coach Minetti calls the play from the sideline. Out of the shotgun, Tommy Morneau in the backfield with number 28, Joe Amon. Morneau keeps, he's going to look for a pass. Got a receiver wide open down the sideline. Oh! Just out of the fingertips of number 17, Mitch Dorr. Had the defender beat by a good 5 yards, and maybe that pass was about 2 feet, or maybe a foot too long.
That, maybe a foot.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, that was quite a ball that he just threw
into
the wind.
And a nice toss, really. Good point, nice toss. So here we go, second and 10, 31 seconds to go in the second quarter. And that was a strong arm show there by Tommy Morneau, number 18, the quarterback for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Two men in the backfield. Morneau's going to drop back to pass again. Looks for receiver. And he shakes one defender. Quick, gets the pass off again. Breaking out there. Oh, and I can't believe there is no flag on that play. As Jacob Hoppe was basically all over number 44, Matt McVay.
Wow.
Man, I can't believe that wasn't a pass interference, but.
Oh, no, he definitely owes Matt McVay cab fare for the ride that he just gave him down the field.
Man, 23 seconds to go. And now we're going to have a flag back on the hatchets. That was a late flag.
I'll tell you, lost in that play because Morneau had the ball back there so long, was able to scramble. Wow. But Joey Amon just did such a good job blocking that right side, allowing Tommy to launch that ball.
Here we go. So that's going to make it second and 20 with 23 seconds to go. And we've seen that our number 18, Tommy Morneau, he's got a pretty good arm there. He pitched that thing right into the wind about 30 yards down the field. And just missed. There's two passes that he just missed on. In motion again, number 44. And this time it's going to be a give to 44. Matt McVay's got some room down the sidelines, and he'll make it out of bounds to stop the clock. Well, he'll pick up the 10 yards that they lost with 15 seconds to go. And with the wheels the Hatchets have, Chad, you know, they could run a pass play or they could run a quarterback right up the middle. They've had just as much luck either way.
Absolutely.
They've got some wheels.
And with what Tommy Mortals just showing me with his arm, I wouldn't be afraid to launch a long one right here. 15 seconds left.
We're going to split some receivers wide left, wide right. Two backs in the field. Matt McVay back there along with number 28, Joe Amon. Morneau calls the signals out of the shotgun. He's dropping straight back to pass. Looks down the middle, and that one's going to be short, underthrown. Intended for number 17, Mitch Doerr. That stops the clock with 11 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, probably not the worst thing that could have happened because I don't know that that would have been a first down. This way they get a chance to run another play.
I think they're deciding right now whether or not they're going to kick or they're going to go for it. 14-0, Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets. And it looks like we'll kick it away.
Yeah.
Back to kick is number 18, Tommy Morneau, the punter and the quarterback. Watch that short snap to 44. Matt McVay, he's in a position to grab it. Oh, rolling snap. And it's going to be a keeper. Morneau's got it. Running up the right side to the 40-yard, trying to get out of bounds. He's got a first down and out of bounds with 3 seconds to go in the first half.
You know, Kurt, I know it was a drop snap, but I'm not convinced that that wasn't the plan all along.
I think it was.
I think he was running that ball right from the get-go.
I think it was. You know, I noticed he was looking over there to the right side just before that ball got rolled back there. But, hey, you're going to take it any way you can get it. So that means it's first and 10. This will be the final snap of the second quarter. So we'll split receivers wide out, two wide left. One wide right, three wide left out, one wide right on the far side hash mark. Morneau's looking for the play. Let's go, guys. Just because the train's going through. Now we'll put Matt McVay in motion off the right side. Tommy Morneau up the middle is going to break a couple tackles, and he's open field at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, and tackled from behind. Just about broke that one with 3 seconds to go here in the first half, and we've got a flag on the field. We're going to have a holding call, and that penalty is denied. Well, that will end a first half of football, and what a fantastic first half, guys. It didn't start out so strong, but we hope you'll stay with us. The score is 14-0. Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets here at Claude Marsh Field. Cruise 102.1 and FM WLEW. We'll be right back after these.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor utility side-by-side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed.